Many of you have noticed I'm not Dr. Dowse, who is scheduled to give this talk. I'm Joe LaForest, second author on it, and I work at Bugwood, which many of you have probably heard of Bugwood Image Database. When I found out these talks were 10 minutes, I realized I'm going to have to go quick because we do a lot of broad-based stuff. We don't tend to just focus in one area. We tend to be very broad in the scope of what we look at. And so this is going to be a 1,000-mile perspective of what's going on with our program. Something has always fascinated me, that when I start reading RFA, the word leverage pops up. And for me, I've really become fascinated with this idea, that you have some problem out there, and might as well pick a problem that's, you know, something worthy of really putting some resources behind, supporting IPM practitioners, stopping invasives, and protecting world agriculture. Pick something big and meaty to work on. You have a whole bunch of different users out there who are trying to move this effort forward, and you're giving them resources. And to utilize those resources effectively, they need tools. It's helpful to think about things that you're doing in your programs in this way, because when something isn't going well, you can look at it, well, is it the resources I'm trying to use? Is it the tools? Is it the users? Is it the interaction of some of this? It helps you diagnose kind of where your problems are for the efforts you're working on. So you're looking at, what is this point of leverage and how effectively am I using the resources that are at my disposal? The group I work for, you've heard of Bugwood, but it actually got a new name, the Center for Invasive Species and Ecosystem Health, which has the unfortunate acronym of CISE. They really did come together to try to promote and build informational tools that people can use. This is a very long and not very much fun to read out of our mission statement. Really what it is, providing tools that are freely available for use, built by biologists on a solid IT backbone. Like many of the other speakers have said, you don't have to understand how the servers and computers work as long as a biologist, everything makes sense. So the options that you often see out there with various systems, I think a lot of different groups go through this. They start off with the idea of, I'm going to build something standalone that's going to work for what I need now. When this group started in 1994, that's where they were at. As they went online in 2001 and as they're going into further areas, you'll see the next option, which is integration. So with standalone platforms, the Bugwood Image Database. Many of you have come across this. Freely available images, as long as you're not doing something that's being sold, and you cite the images, everything is there for your use. The photographers have all the rights to their pictures. We don't claim that. We just have the system that makes it all available. It's database driven, so you can get through it, and we actually use controlled vocabularies for a lot of our terms to make it easy to drive down to what you're looking for. And this actually has faceted navigation that many of you have probably noticed. There are many faces of the Bugwood Image Database. You have IPM images, insect images, invasive.org, weed images, forestry images, because different audiences come in from different perspectives. They are looking for information in different ways. And what we do is leverage that information as best as we can. So if I'm coming in under something like cotton for a commodity, I can then look at all the pictures associated with that commodity. I can then filter on the left-hand side by all these other variables that I've put in the database with controlled vocabulary. So I can say, show me only the insects, and then I can look at what I have in my hand, and if I say, show me only the larvae, and I'm pretty sure it's a Lepidoptera larvae, so now I'm down to a subset of all those pictures that were out there. If I find one of interest to me, I can click on it and find the full details for that image, information on how to use it, how to request use, and also other links that can take you around the site. This is taking another step forward, that we have started having nodes. People who have full administrative access to our database to add images and edit information. Colorado State University was the first one that came on board, followed by a professional society, the International Society of Arboriculture. Through a cooperative effort with USDA APHIS, PPQ, CPHIS, that will be coming on soon, as well as Cornell University. Another product that many of you are not aware of that we work with is something called EDMAPS, the Early Detection and Distribution Mapping System for Invasive Species. A lot of this is plant-based, but it has broadened out into other taxa. The goal is not to replace other systems. That's silly. Other systems have certain clientele they are reaching very effectively, but what those groups often don't do is share information back and forth. This system provides a way to work through those existing organizations to aggregate that data and see the full picture of where things are at, while giving credit to all the people who have contributed data. Currently, we have projects throughout the U.S. The ones in the lighter yellow are ones where we are actually running a site for them because they didn't want to bother with the IT expertise. The golden ones are ones that have their own IT systems and they're just interchanging data with us. So we now have the ability to look at aggregated data across North America for some of these species of things like purple loosestrife. Also looking at county level distributions of other things, like in this case, a biological control for leafy spurge. Also the ability to look at the spread of various things. This is actually data from the Megacopter Working Group of bean plastipid, kudzu bug, moving throughout the southeast. We've also built in tools so you can go to the website and report the occurrence of something. So if you're trying to get a citizen scientist effort out there, these tools are available. Also from your mobile device, if you have a good connection to the web, the site works for that as well. Also apps. This is actually one that we've released the framework. Florida has branded I've Got One for their invasive species program. So we developed the app framework with them. It has field guide and also reporting abilities through the iPhone. And when all these alerts come in, it's important to actually process them properly. Someone has to look at them, and there has to be action to respond to what's going on. And so based on whether or not it's something actionable, something that they are trying to actively control, and they also want to control the release of information about where things are at, we have different ways that that information flows. So we make sure we're not letting the cat out of the bag before the regulators are ready to talk about it. We also have the Bugwood Wiki. This is a content management system that we developed to allow users to start pulling together some content from our different services. So you had images from the Bugwood image database, the ability to bring in other content and edit it in a real fashion. We've had a few projects that they said, we don't have a whole lot of money, or actually, we don't have any money. Do you mind if we just use your system to do things? And we said, sure, that's not a problem. That's why we have these. Let me sign you in so you have access, and there you go. So first detector training materials for master gardeners, Northern Plains IPM group, which is a variety of universities working in the High Plains, and also the Northern Plains IPM group have been some of our more active users of these resources. It's been a very easy way for them to get content together and meet their stakeholders' needs. So now going from standalone platforms where we're standing in our own castles admiring how beautiful it is, integrated tools. How do we take what's been built up in these various systems and extend them out into other areas so that if you have your own systems out there and you need content, you need images, you need maps, you just want data, how do you get it? We've been having a lot of fun with this. We have finally released an images API that's very, very basic at this point. I've also color-coded it for the IT handicapped, so that if you are trying to implement this on your own sites, you understand a little bit of, if you put this in this part and this in this part and make the request, here's how it comes over. And so I'll actually get on the phone or get on a web session and work with someone to implement this on their site. They can then get back a feed of images that either has already been selected for a subject or a custom set of pictures they picked out themselves, and have that come back to their site. The beautiful thing about this is after they have it set up, they don't have to go back to their site and play with things. They can change the image collection in our system and it updates on their site. It becomes very useful for managing images. We've also started down the road of image recruitment, that many people have projects and they know what taxa they're going to be working on, but they don't necessarily have the images. So, from images.bugwood.org, which has kind of been the home for where a lot of this is coming up, there's an image recruiting link. There you can see the top 25 section, this is actually showing for insects, of things people have said, I need pictures of this, please, can you provide some? So we put the request out to our photographers saying, please, if you have these, send them up because they are needed. When you go into a project, you can then see these things have absolutely no pictures for them. And so these are the things that this project needs in order to move forward on some of its educational resources. If you are a moderator for one of these projects, you actually get email alerts which says there are new images for this certain taxon that you're looking at with a direct link so you can see what the pictures are. We don't want to make you work hard if we don't have to. Then if I'm a moderator, I have special tools that are available to me. So it's possible for me to select a group of pictures that I want for a particular taxon. I can then put those in whatever order I like, add captions onto those images, and then get those out through the Images API so that I can get exactly what I want out to my own website. Managing images so that you don't necessarily have to do that through a system that you would have to devise. We also are working on the Distribution Data API that is currently being used by Minnesota Department of Agriculture and a few others to pull data about a species over and display it on their own side. They're kind enough to reference us where they are doing this, but it makes it so they don't have to worry about aggregating all the data and pulling it in. We can handle that for them, and then all the data is freely available for use. So what's on the horizon for all of what the Bugwood Image Database and the Center for Invasive Species and Ecosystem Health is working on? We are going to be improving our existing services and figuring out how to track them a little better. Our improvements are based on user feedback. If someone says, I want to be able to do this, I figure out how to make that happen. We're also developing new services because we're looking to partner with Encyclopedia of Life, eExtension, and several others to get this content available on their side. Also, two new products are going to be coming available courtesy of an AFRI project. Bugwood Video and Bugwood Presents. The same rules apply as the image database. Freely available for non-commercial use as long as you cite the original sources. So you'll have the original videos, raw footage, edited clips, cut down footage. So if you're working on a project, grab what you want and you're ready to go. If anyone has content they wish to post, or if you have content that you need, there's my contact information. Oh my gosh, that's my cell phone number. I'm going to regret that later. But feel free to contact me, and I'll be your point of contact for anything you need. So with that, I probably have time for maybe one question.
Yes, we have time for questions.
Video is generally footage actually shot from a video camera, whereas presents will be PowerPoint presentations, so you can actually download the PowerPoint that someone used, and then as long as you cite that they were the original source for some of the material, you can use all that stuff that you want. It's planning to have it so you can actually embed either a video or a presentation, like you would from SlideShare or something like that. The difference between this and some of the other public services is reviewing the content, making sure it's actually more along the lines of what's needed, and it's coming from a little more reputable source because of it being controlled.